So first, what is your name and what do you do?
MC をしております司会業ですね。MC MSZ.
And my name is Misuzu MSZ and I call it Misuzu. And actually my real name is Misuzu Takashima. And then I'm a master of ceremony. It's in Japanese, it's called a shikaisha. But also it sounds like a shikaisha is a dentist. So I'm not the dentist, but a master of ceremony.
So where are you from?
Yeah, so I'm from Kyoto. Kyoto 出身ですね。はい、
Is hip hop popular in Kyoto?
そうですね。ブレイクダンス。
Break dance, it's like a hopping, lopping, and a kind of like old school people are a lot. And also it's quite popular, the street dance. And so you can find like in front of the stations, or there are lots of people dancing in the city also in the Kyoto. The area is like including Osaka, Nara, Hyogo, and then Shiga. It's like dancing has been like quite popular and like older than my generation.Or even like younger generations, like teens, are doing pretty good.
よりも上の方から今では若い、teens、それよりも若い世代のジェネレーションもすごく頑張っていますね。
So when did you first hear about hip hop?
ストリートダンスの、
ジャンルに触れたのは、the first time that I was getting into this field of street dancing was around 15 or 16 years old. So when I was in the teenagers, but originally I was influenced by my mother who liked the music. So for the first time that I get into this the field of singing and then dancing was when I was in fifth grade of elementary school. So like around 10 years old, there was a singer called Nami Amuro.She's a very popular, very famous singer in Japan, and she's is about to retire and this year. And she's like the person who I really admire. And then that was the first step that I started to dance and then music. The feeling was just brought out. And so I started to go to the school, and when I went to the Kyoto station, which is a really big station, and then that was the first time that I get to know about the field of breakdancing.
Can you explain the current Japan breakdancing scene? And are there a lot of B-girls now?
For the B-boys are quite, how to say, like it's keep growing. So when I started breakdancing, there were mostly like a student to the adult people, and then kids like teenagers were quite limited. But right now, its current situation is like it's how to say, like changed, yeah, switched. And so like younger people are lots of younger people, and then also those that their parents are caring a lot, taking care of them a lot. So now I think like teenagers are lots of in this B-boys, and then like the older people, like older generation of me, has been like even more to help them to be more popular.
And so, are there more B-girls now than when you started?
そうですね。
The population of B-girls are certainly increased. But it's been like culturally difficult for the women or females to do a break dancing. And then that was between like 1990s to about the year 2000. But after 2010, I think it's been like increasing. When I started, I'm the third generation of break dancing. And from there,is like certainly it's been like increased, but also there are like first and then second generations people who is like who are older than me, they are still doing it and it's still active and then doing it. And there is a battle of the year in 2-on-2, and then yeah, it's there the Japanese B-girls has been like winningAnd it's like a continue winning, I believe it's about 10 years continuously. And so that's the Japanese B-girl scenes. And like there is a World Cup, like a championships, always taking place in Germany. There, like Japanese B-girls are like constantly winning.
続いていますはい、
So you won second place in the Battle of the Year Japan, right? And so can you tell us about that experience and how the competition is structured?
Battle of the Year Japan という
Battle of the Year Japan, I was participating with this team called Face Exist, and then we were the second. And the scene at that time was like... like from all over Japan, there are like all the people came with like all effort for only for the 6 minute show, and then that was like a tournament style, and the four teams the wins go to the finals. So like the first one versus the fourth, and then the second versus the third, that was the system, and then like those winners and go into the finals, and then like go to the Germany, right? And so like in the scene itself is that like a computer now, I think like our levels were not so good, and well, including myself, but like there were more, the age was like more like with individual characters were very strong, and so that's a very strong impression that's left to the memories of the people. And we participated in 2006 and in 2007, and in 2006 we were the second, and in 2007 we were fourth. So like we've been like working for 7 years, and then on the sixth year finally we got the second place, but we finished on the seventh year of our activities. So like I did it until 25 years old. And that time, the winner was the Mortal Kombat, is the team called the Mortal Kombat. They were the rival, you know, very good rival of us, but also a very good colleague of us too. And then if we won at that time, I don't think there will not be a good team like Mortal Kombat would remain until like today. And like so that's the face of it exists. Like our team was kind of like miracle team, I think. And then originally we were like a family, and I guess like we were too family, having said like too much, I mean too like family. So that's why we couldn't win, I think. So it was difficult for us to win. So still now, like we get together for like in Obon in August, and then also for the New Year's. So we were just like real families. And the scene itself is like a break dancing. Is like that time was like individuals were more particular about their strongness, or like a strong point. So yeah, power move is power move, and then the style is a style. It's not like now that all the, you know, someone has like all the skills or the foundation. And then so like well, I call it like that was the generation of like a complete complex people. And so like the, you know, the one who does it something like they only do it, I mean they can do it, and then they don't do it something they don't like or they don't want to do it. Yeah.
So now if people want to come see really good B-boys or B-girls in Japan or Tokyo or Kyoto, where can they go to see?
どこにでもいます。今は本当に
So whenever you go, you can find like you will find a really good the dancers. Like even in the countryside, they're all so good, and then they're very enthusiastic in practicing dancing. And then, like even you go to like any local city, you will find like at least one or two really good kids there. So that's the current Japanese situation. And before was the style was quite separated from like Eastern style or the Western style, but now like the development of the internet, and then everybody sees like the internet or the YouTube, so it's kind of like a similar, that looks like a stamping, you know, the stamps, that's like a same styles, that kind of like a same the nuance, yes. So if you, it depends on the, like your preference, like if you like the power move, then like if you go to somewhere that is like a more power move, kids are getting together, or if you like styles, you go to like some separate areas, that you could see like some kind of like difference depending on the areas. They're not like my generation, that's that we were kind of like a rivals of the areas, each areas, and but the here now is like more they're getting along, they're like all friends. And so like if we didn't like them, we just didn't talk. And even in the battles, I was just saying throwing the bad words to them or something. That's including those attitude, that's a battle it was. And now like in whole Japan scene, like the dance, the good point of the dance, break dancing is that the youth use their lifestyles or their circumstance that they have been growing up reflects that. Yeah, so like the circumstance where they grown up, and then also like how, so like some of them were like bad kids, I don't remember the word, yeah, and the single mothers, or they were coming from like kind of not a wealthy family, you know. But it's so like I was kind of like coming from that circumstance, and then like my colleagues are from like they made a debut when they were in the university, and then they liked animations, and they were kind of like timid, but only the moment they are dancing they can like explore those people. So like what I think is like a good point of the breakdancing is like a two extreme circumstance, and the people who grown up in the two extreme circumstance get together, and then to look for the same objective, like the same aim, to go into the world. Yeah, and so that I think it's a good thing. And then also that made me grown up as a human being, as a person. And then I think there are still some people who have the same idea that I do. And but now I think like it's not how to say, no matter the places where the Tokyo or Kyoto or the Osaka, the people who like the break dancing and then they are still get together. That's I think there are some people that my hope that still like in different generations are like this.
ただただあのブレイクダンスが好きでやってとか望みでもあるんですけど、まあ、それは根っこにはみんなどこに行ってもいてあるのかな。あとそういう人たち、私たちの世代の人が練習場所でどこでも引っ張ってってると思いますね、うん、少なからずちょっとは、はい、
So we interviewed Crazy A、who started B-Boy Park、And so last year was the last year for B-Boy Park, but he told us that he wants to have an event for the youth. And he said, basically, if you don't start with the youth, then, you know, it won't stay alive. And so you work with young people now. So what are young people interested in? Are they interested in just hip-hop fashion, or are they interested in hip-hop culture too?
Yeah, well, now it's like a normally, like it's been like the number of gear has been increased through the internet, so like they become more like fashionable, like simply, and then also they're like the number of like supporting companies who take care of us are also increased. Before, when I was doing it, it was only like South Korea or the United States that they had like each one b-boy, they had one manager. And then now finally like Japan is like in the same situation that the company start helping b-boys. And then that is the reason is that the skills of the b-boys and the b-girls has been of Japan has been like improved, and then also like improves their like a human attraction with the character. So I think yeah, so that's the like the chances are increased, and then like those younger generation, they are seeing this that's being like supported or this situation, so they want to like imitate, or they have like admires those people, and then they become a really how to say like sensitive more to the fashions. And then regarding to the culture is like up to what point they have studied, that's the question. It's also like depending on the areas or the crew, it's different. And probably like when my generation, like when my time was like there was not many lessons at the studios, it was quite limited, the studio they had the classes of the hip-hop dances. And but now all the studio has like already the programs of the hip-hop dancing. So I think those people who's been studying are there doing they're studying very how to say correctly. And then like older generation of myself is like in Kansai is Shi-chan and Narumi-san, or in the Kanto area is Katsuan. For them is like a culture is very important, so they are trying to teach them to the younger generation that's the how the Japanese culture has grown up, and then how it's been like in the world has developed, that kind of things I believe they are teaching. And so like it's dependent on like who is teaching. Those people who has been like teaching, the kids are learning correctly. But on the contrary, there are some people that who started dancing at like a circle, we call it a circle, like a club of the university. Those people sometimes they say like they prefer dancing than talking.
So in addition to breakdancing, you're also a MC. You host events. So you hosted an event called Girls Power at the Harlem Club in Shibuya. So can you tell us what was that event's theme and the inspiration?
Yeah, Girls Power is like my apprentice. Her name is Daimon Yayoi. Yayoi Daimon, and she's a singer. So like she just wanted to show, like the basic idea is to show the girls' power, like including the new generations. And then, well, that's the singer is the main like people for this, but also as a dance, like as a back dancers, they pick up like some younger kids, and then so like give the kids and then the girls to give the chances. And so like I am doing as a master of ceremony and back up, how to say, like help and supporting this event. And then as I told you before, that this the music or the songs has a power, and then like the dances has a power. As I told you before, that I love music, and then I think like the music is like simply can transmit, has like a power of the world. And then as for the dance is like for the, it's something like we can express the music that is invisible, and then also like our emotions. And for example, like for the some people who cannot hear, we can show it with the dance. So like those good things, good parts of the music and then dance, it's kind of like a fusion of the good parts of the music and then dances, and then we can give it to other people. And then also as myself, that I can express myself, my emotions. In Tokyo is such a big city that everybody is feels that we have to be like sold, right? And have to be very popular. So, but those girls who are in this event are like more than like they want to be are sold. That's that like in one core their names, and then they just stand up on the stage. They now they want to perform like the best performance that they want to do, like more than being sold. So also for the dancers is like they think about like all the way to come to here through the auditions, and then just only a few minutes of this performance they put all the effort. So like I just want to be like a number one supporter for those people, and then that's why I'm doing this MC works for this event, and then that is like giving me a power, or how to say, like a motive of my life. And then I want to help like this event to be like a bigger, and then also to be known to the world. I think like a small event is like there are many people don't know it, but first thing is like I want them to know about this event.
すごく生きがいというか自分が司会をやる意味を感じるお仕事だと思いますし、このイベントはもうちょっと大きくしていきたいし、もっとたくさんの人に知ってもらいたい。大きなイベントって知ってる人が見に来るんですけど、小さなイベントって知らないっていうことが多いので、まずは知ってもらえるように私も活動していければなと思います。はい。
Do you think because hip hop is a genre from outside of Japan that it can be used to empower women here in Japan and to change Japanese gender norms?
そうですね、なってると思います。まず思うし。Yeah,
I believe so. And then also like the time has been changed. My mother is the 50s, and her generation was like she was working hard, and then like that time was like the women started to have the power. And then 40s now is like kind of stepped up from my mother's generation. And then now my generation, I'm 30s, is like we can do whatever we want to do. And so like one of the reasons that like Japanese women's marriage age is kind of like being later is that's the one of their how to say proof of it. But still like in the society, it's we still have the kind of complex to express our feelings. And then there are like some discriminations. Right now here, especially here, we are now in Shinjuku, this area. This is exactly the place that the women, they sell themselves. And this is a women's place. Women's place, but that means like to sell, right? And then on the other hand, the men are making money from that. Yeah. So in the world also there still remains that kind of things, or the discriminations depending on the racial problems or the wars. But as a woman, hope to live here in this world as a woman, I just want to show more my feelings, that I want to be myself. And then I think at least hip hop has been an opportunity that makes us to show it to outside. And I think we have been grown up our mind thanks to the hip hops, and so I really appreciate that. And then I strongly feel that we have to transmit this to the next generations.
You're the MC for the Youth Olympic Games for the breakdancing. So basically, it's the Japan qualifier for the World Youth Olympic Games. And so, have you competed in this competition? And are young people interested in all of hip hop or just dance?
This was the first time, and it's only the breakdancing. In my generation, there was not, the breakdancing was not in the sports. It was not programmed into the sports. Yeah, so I think that was a good part. But also at the same time that we wanted as a b-boys or the b-girls or the hip-hop dancers, this field should be improve their positions in the world or in Japan. So and we want it to be a more higher position, to get the higher position of the breakdancing and the hip-hop dancing in the world and in Japan. But at the same time, this was born on the street dance, from the street dancing. So compared to some of the the sports that has a long history, so this was still a really young field, right? And so 2018, for the Olympics, it came this chance. And then this was I was hoping, but at the same time, it was challenging. That's up to what point we can do it. I mean, they can do it. So this is a really big competition, and then it's a big chance for the younger generations. Whoever who has played a sport, they always want to be the number one, right? That's the everybody knows, to get the gold medals. So now in the break dancing, also they can aim to get the gold medals. And then I want to be increase those people who can get the who can be the number one. And then for that idea, so we organized this competitions. This was held in Kawasaki City, so all the people from metropolitan area and then local area people came, and then both Japanese boys and then girls had passed the preliminary and then went to the world. I think they can do best in the world, in the Olympic Games also, and then the younger people will admire them, and then it will be expand more, can be an opportunity to expand more breakdancing or the hip hop dancing. Some more things about this event. This was the first time that each country unit event or the competitions. Until then, there was each organizers, and then they had some world events, and then they just bring it here. But it was first time that was born, and then all the generation of break dancers, including Crazy A, get all together, and then we could organized this event. B-boy Taisuke, he was the leader, and then who supported was another B-boy, Katsukun. And then all the B-boys and the B-girls all over Japan has helped this event. B-boy Hama from Ichigeki, he became a lawyer, and so he get some supporting companies, sponsors, and so he supported to organize this in Japan, like my generations and then even like younger generations, all of us get all together. Until then, we were kind of like enemies, we hated each other, and then like even like Katsu and myself were always like fighting, yeah, battles. But now like we became really hot, you know, like all get together. And then, you know, the reason I was appointed was because I was a good rival for them. And so like this has like kind of like a backbone of like all the way that we came all together until now, was the reason of like, how to say, like could be the base of this event. And so like in the surface, like nobody knows how to say, like everything was okay, but like in the backside was like everything was so many, how to say, history. And then I couldn't believe that like all the hip hop people can get together unified. So like I was really moved. And then like after this event finished, like next 3 days I was just so exhausted, I couldn't do anything.
Yeah, その時ライバルだったから的なこともあったり、今までのすごいバックボーンがあって、これに至るというか。
Well, yeah, I really have to mention about the DJT. He is a big brother that I really respect him. I respect him most. Well, there is like such a big event, so there was an issue of the copyrights of the songs. So DJT, he made all the music. And there was like so much, like a numerous huge number of the songs that he has to make, but he did it for this one big event. So when I am really proud of myself that I could have a chance to be an MC, like a master of ceremony of this event, like looking at his back. And then some of the kids, you know, they just finished in one move, right? But in order for them to do our best performance, this DJT made like each songs, each music. And then like myself also, I couldn't speak that much English at that time, but when Katsu asked me, I had to speak English as an MC, and then Katsu asked me, you know, please do it, Misuzu. And then I just said like, yes, I do, I will do it. And I just immediately replied him, like I said, oh, I will do it. And then since then, like every day I had English lessons, and then this English teacher also, he was there also in the event. So like what I want to say is that so many people supported for this event. And then in my like MC life, this was the most intense event.
できないのに勝くんからミスズやってくれって言われた時に、まあ、即答で答えたんです、やります。でその日から毎日英語の勉強をずっとやって、英語の、まあ、先生にずっと教えてもらって、その日もずっとあの会場で見守ってくれたくさんの人たちが支えたっていう、私が MC をやってる人生の中で一番あの本当に緊張して興奮した大会でした。
Kido, my last question for you is, what do you wish people outside of Japan knew about Japanese hip-hop and breakdancing and b-boys and b-girls that they probably don't know?
In Japan, I think we have the modesty, but like attitude, like with modesty, we have like accepted hip hop with modesty, and then like I want them to know that we are very modest and disciplined, humble. Yeah, it's better. So that's like people who has been like involved in hip hop with our humbleness, and I think like some people who likes Japan knows that, but I'm sure there are some people don't know about it, so I want them to know that we have been involved with hip hop with this humble feelings. And then also I think we have a very particular culture, is mixed, like originally it was born in New York and Los Angeles, or and then afterwards Europe, or the power move from Europe or the South Koreans. So it was born in America and went to Europe, and then now it's in Asia. So like Japan is an island country which is just kind of like a half of this these countries. So like I think there is a good point as being a half country, And so like what we have received, I want to give it back to them like to, with appreciation. So that is like something those kids who has been grown up in here in this circumstance and going out to the world, that I want to like transmit. And well, so before that, what I want to work on is like to raise the bottom of Japan. And then there are some countries in Asia just like old Japan, so like I want to support them for those countries. And then the best thing is that like this is like a battle, but it's not the violence. And well, right now Japan is a quite very stressful society, and then everybody is looking for their own place. So it can be like looking for the place to outlet. Yeah, exactly. So I want like in the good sense, like all the countries people can become like a friend or the colleagues. Like how to say, no matter the boundary of the countries. So there are still wars, even though we all are hoping that there is no war. And in Japan, we have like there are people who likes anime culture. There are some b-boys that who likes animes in America also. So like in Japan, we have now like only the anime song battles. And then that came from America, and then like it's grown up in Japan. It's now like going out to abroad again. So there are many kind of like hip hops even in Japan, and then I hope that it's going to be like a grown up. Will be more like a variety of hip hops in Japan. That is like, well, no matter who likes or not, that's another issue. But I hope that the hip hop can be a power for the people to live, to continue living. And then also I want the people to like Japan also. And in that sense, like if that is hip hop, that would be really nice.
Hip hop の形が生まれていけば面白いし、好きかどうかは別だしね。でも、あの、本当にいろんな人たちが生きていく糧になれば、うん、いいんじゃないかなと思います。で、もっとたくさんの人たちが日本を好きになってほしいし、うん、それがヒップホップであったなら、素敵だなと思います。はい。
Well, MC MSE, thank you very much for your time. It was a very interesting conversation. そうね、ヒップホップは本当に世界会話でしたね。
喧嘩もしていいし、あの、仲良くもしていい。そういうカルチャーはヒップホップぐらいかなっていう。スポーツだとちょっと違う。うん、そう、アーティスティックやけどスポーティー。すごい難しいけど、でも一番綺麗な丸なのかもしれないですね。うんうん、そう。
Well, yeah, so like they can fight, but they can be friends also. And so like it's the culture of hip hop. It's different from the sports. It's more like art, but it's not the sports. I think like it's just like a really nice circle. The perfect circle, I think. Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Great. 本当にありがとうございます。